Welcome to the Sheila Jane Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Sheila, and I want to help you teach happy, live happy, and be happy. After listening to today's show, you can help me in a big way. Please leave a review on iTunes. Your review helps other teachers discover the show and get inspiration from each episode. The school year is over, and you might be asking yourself, now what? You've stacked all student desks for the janitor to come in and clean. You've taken the student work off the walls and you've sent it home in those brown paper bags. Your grade book is closed and the last parent email has been sent. And of course, you can insert whatever name, student name you would like here. I'm going to insert Johnny, but you can insert whichever name is on your mind. But they've forgotten their sweatshirt. As usual, and it's going to hang on the hook outside your classroom collecting dust all summer long. You might be experiencing a funk right now, a mild depression, or a sadness that you can't quite explain. The school year might already be over for you. You might be in the home stretch. And I just want to tell you that this funkiness is totally normal. Every school year, there's always a couple of weeks where I'm just not myself. And I've talked to several teachers and they feel the same way. So we're all in this together. When the school year ends, it's really a lot to take in because if you think about it, you've been with the same group of students and experienced all the highs and the lows with them. So you're super ecstatic that it's summer break, but it's hard to see those students go, except for maybe some that you know need to hit the road for your sanity. But you get the idea. The end of the school year brings a lot of mixed feelings. And I have created something in today's podcast to really help you process this. And it's going to be something that gets you in a positive mindset that's going to ease you into summer vacation mode. It's kind of a cross between a meditation or just a calming reflection. So if you've never done a meditation, don't worry. Really all this is you're just going to sit or while you're maybe, you can listen to it if you're in a hammock on a sunny day, take it outside on your phone. You can listen to it as you pack up your classroom. Maybe don't listen to it while you're driving a car. You can just know that it's going to be very calming and I don't want to put you to sleep. You can just enjoy it wherever you're at before bed, first thing in the morning, as you're in your classroom or as you're at home, just kind of thinking back on your school year. Whatever, whenever, however you decide to listen to it, I want it to be an ode to the end of your school year. I want it to bring you peace, joy, and happiness, and I want it to wrap you in the warmth of a job well done. It's time for you to reboot. It's time to reflect, but to have no negative thinking, to be in celebrate, and just kind of wrap the school year up in a nice package with a nice bow, and then just kind of give it away. Let it blow like a bubble and just kind of float away. Let's get into it. The end of the school year reflection meditation. As the school year ends, pause to reflect. Many emotions fill your classroom with happiness and great anticipation for the adventures the summer will bring. Let this bright colored energy swirl around your classroom like a dance. As you breathe slowly and calmly, think of the many months that you've spent with your students. Like a cool breeze passing over you, this breeze makes you stronger and more aware of the sea of emotions coming in waves. There is a sadness like coarse sand between your toes, the sadness of a bittersweet ending, of a closure that comes with the final exit. Your students have been an important part of your life. You've learned from them. They've given you so much, and for that, you are truly grateful. You feel a bright glow swirling around you as you picture each of their faces. You are united with them in love and respect for each other. They do realize all that you have given, the fun activities, the guidance during a challenging task, and they'll remember how you modeled peace and goodness and the safe zone that you created, the confidence that you nurtured day by day. Walk quietly in happy, light steps. Leave the school year behind knowing you did the best for you, for your students, and for your school. That is the reflection. It's meant to be savored on an actual copy to put in your hands. You can go over to SheilaJaneTeaching.com, and I have made this reflection and meditation to a beautiful PDF that you can download and print with your closest, dearest teacher friends, listen to over and over again, send out a group email, and have the meditation reflection attached if you go over to the blog. And share on your favorite social media sites, because the warmth and kindness that you share with other teachers, like something like this, is going to come back to you twofold. I'm really wishing you a wonderful summer vacation. I'd love to hear what your plans are. Of course, there's no comments on iTunes, but head over to the blog, and I'd love to have a comment from you about what you're doing this summer vacation so I can get to know a little bit more about you. Please focus on the positives of your year and surround yourself with people that will help you celebrate and with people that will understand when maybe you're just kind of feeling a little bit low and you need a pick-me-up. I adore you for everything that you do and you've done for your students. You have such a great purpose in this world. You are a teacher, and congratulations, you made it through the school year. I'm excited for our next school year that's coming up. It's going to be great as well. Have a wonderful summer vacation.